Action Park Media.
Yeah, I was the originator of the short suit.
Well, I think the whole idea is that you know, they want you to look good and have style. I mean,
well, no, I actually walked onto the plane.
Right, but I mean, that's your fashion style, and they were.
Well, no, they said that I was breaking fashion protocol, dress code, so they made me drive home.
Drive home from where?
From the airport, the hangar, to get a suit, and they kept the plane there. And yeah.
How long was that? How long did you have the team waiting?
It was probably 25 minutes.
Oh, that's not terrible.
It wasn't bad, no.
Because you were wearing shorts?
He was wearing what I'm wearing right
I was
now.
Wearing a short suit. Well, but the shorts were matching the sport coat. It was a short suit. I cut off the legs on my... It was a fucking 100 degrees in Texas. September?
They were not allowing you to be you.
But then you can just change on the plane.
Right, but I was going to wear that for like the road trip.
Like like AC/DC shorts?
Yes. Yeah, except they were hemmed.
It is in the name of fashion, which is why I don't see the problem. Yeah. You probably...
I invented it. I was like 8 years before, I think, Dwayne Wade wore them to the MTV Movie Awards or some shit.
You know what the whole story is about in that?
No.
A town in Alaska plays the Rangers.
The real NHL
New York
team?
Rangers, and the Rangers
and
are
where do they find the guys?
They're like from the town of Mystery.
Come on.
Yeah, it's like the local guy at
the plumber?
Deli shop is like the sniper. Russell Crowe is the sheriff.
Who plays Scotty?
His name's Stevie Weeks. Yep.
And obviously he's a cherry-picking goal scorer.
Spoiler alert, he ends up joining the Rangers after the game. He's that good.
And why are they playing the Rangers?
Because it's like they're known as being the best hockey team.
Kev, don't
ever.
Dig that deep. All right.
I'm just curious what scenario.
I mean, I kind of want to give you guys a homework assignment. Go home and watch that. It's really good.
I will. Yeah. Kyle Dubas. Oh, by the way, let's get a mic check here.
Yes. Well,
let's get a mic check here. 1, 2.
1, 2. Okay. I feel like I threw you guys
episode,
off that opening.
Episode
39.
Mm-hmm. Quick shift.
Quick shift pod.
I'd like to start with the
lyrics.
Well,
we're going to do our numbers?
Well, I was going to do it the opposite way.
We're all over the place right now.
All right,
we
got to
rein
ahead.
It in here. It's the fucking
okay, guys,
cup finals.
Guys, go ahead. Go ahead. Who's your number?
Rick DiPietro.
Logan Couture.
Logan Couture. Couture?
Couture.
Yeah, well, in honor of, God, a really depressing video that I watched yesterday of the Dominator picking up his own equipment.
We got it in later.
You have it?
Yeah.
Dominic Hasek.
There you go.
In honor of this weekend, okay, mm-hmm. I find the ultimate tie-in everywhere. Well, I've got a game for you. Is it Keepy Uppy? Yeah, it's Keepy Uppy. It's Keepy Uppy Woo.
Is that a Bluey quote?
That's a Bluey song.
Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe that one
Keepy Uppy
slipped through the cracks.
How?
Keepy Uppy.
How did you know that, Scotty?
Because it sounded like Bluey.
It sounded like Bluey.
Well, I've got a game for you. Is it Keepy Uppy? Yeah, it's Keepy Uppy. It's Keepy Uppy. Woo!
We're going to get any content out of Kennedy's third birthday?
Second birthday.
Kevin's
second birthday?
Dressing up as Bluey.
No,
what do you mean?
We got a real Bluey coming. Yeah. We got a real Bluey coming.
Can you ask him to do a little swap?
No, they don't talk. They don't. They're very protective of the characters.
Really?
Yeah.
You will not converse with Bluey.
No,
you won't have him in the den for a scotch beforehand.
I tried to chat with Mickey last year, and he wasn't having it.
No interest.
I said like, hey man, if you want a beer or something, and I tried to. No, it wasn't.
Nothing. You want to go hit this phone on the side of the
protective.
House?
The handler
Scotty,
is very protective.
I think you should try and get Bluey just fucking lit
just
up on Blue Label.
Fired up.
Yeah.
I'm not invited to Kennedy's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Too much of a liability.
Yeah, and you know you hate kids.
By the way, you're more than welcome to come to Kennedy's birthday.
Yeah.
The same thing to Doug. And Doug has a kid, and he's like, "Why am I not invited?"
Doug would
I'm
be
like,
upset about that,
right? You're invited. Come,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about Doug Allen, who, by the way, got huge props from Andrew Dice Clay via Joe Rogan. Yeah. Just the fighting spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season of the fighter.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to fight, well, I guess just lay down.
Yeah.
I like Dubas's outfit.
Well, we had breaking news today. Yeah. Let's play this first, though, just as a friendly reminder of what Kyle Dubas said like a week and a half ago.
What I would say is that I'm not going to, I definitely don't have it in me to go anywhere else. So it'll either be here or it'll be taking time to recalibrate, reflect on the seasons here. But you won't see me next week pop up elsewhere. I can't.
Oh, that's great. What a snake.
I mean, the guy just can't help himself at all.
What a snake. Showing his true colors. President of hockey operations. So now he's going to oversee the general manager and the coach.
Mm-hmm.
What a little snake.
Yeah.
He looks like a snake.
He looks like a fucking snake.
How did you ever get convinced that he was something other than a snake? All you Leaf fans, again, I hate coming back to you and talking to you, but it's really disappointing. Shanny looks good. That's Dubas?
Yeah.
When he first hired him?
Yeah.
That skinny little shit, he gave him the reins?
Yep.
Wow.
Listen, this guy must be saying something right in the rooms and in meetings.
Hell of a closer.
Mm-hmm. Sid's no dummy.
Yeah.
You don't think that's got to go through Sid? I mean, he's clearly doing something right.
Was he just emotional after that Toronto loss and he just came out and said that? Was he not thinking? I just don't understand.
No, he's a snake. He's a slithering snake. He just said that right there. Don't expect to see me anywhere. What is this guy? This guy's warfare right now.
He probably meant that at the time.
You think he did?
Well, you can't say that and then that quickly. It's like
jump over.
If you retire, you got to take a year off.
He's probably a little rattled.
Yeah.
He's probably a little rattled and was said, I'm just going to take a step back and... You know, and then this came along, you know.
Yeah, but just to counter you, Sean, if you're a snake, you're kind of making maneuvers underground, and
I don't think
his comments kind of were a move.
I think that this guy, for some reason, the hockey world is crazy, who they hire and who they recycle.
Yeah.
I think that Dubas was absolutely certain that he was going to be able to get a job somewhere else, and he tried to leverage Shanny to get more money and get longer term, and it backfired, but it really didn't, because now he's the president of a team. It's a better job than GM.
Yeah.
You get more hours on the plane. You get your feet up way more. You aren't in the trenches.
Less pressure in Pittsburgh, let's face it.
Right. I mean, they got a longer rebuild right now. That was a calculated move. We might have all been just played by
duped,
Kyle Dubas. Duped by Dubas.
Duped us.
We got duped by Dubas.
Do you think they offered him the GM role, and he said, I'd rather do hockey operations?
I think that I don't want to speak about this man anymore.
Fair enough.
We love him.
Fair enough. Well, we're how many days? 3 days away from the first game of the Cup Final. A little teaser from NHL.com kind of got me fired up.
The old days. Wow.
Yeah.
Vegas, Florida.
Huh. Where are we going?
Florida.
When?
Or no.
Both?
No, we want to go to Vegas. We're eyeing game six.
How many days are they going to have off?
Game five. No, game six.
Game six. How many days are they going to have off?
Well, it's Saturday, Monday, and then I believe Wednesday.
No, but
Friday.
When the Florida Panthers actually take the ice, will they have had like 2 weeks off? Is this the longest break in NHL history?
They had, I think they had 11 days.
Wow.
I think longer than that.
Not a stat-driven podcast.
I know. By the time Saturday, that was if maybe
by
it was
the way,
a
Saturday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Maybe when...
I say it's 2 weeks. Oh,
skating?
Nice cut.
What do they do? You just come, you get treatments, you skate.
Golfing.
Do you golf?
I don't golf, but these guys are definitely golfing. Both teams have been golfing.
Right.
Well, they had a couple of rounds in. Hopefully, they just weren't suckering back Snicker Pops the whole time, and they were taking it easy.
Well, Kachuk went to the Heat game and did the TNT thing.
Well,
so
he was working.
They were out and about.
Well, that's working. Marketing.
He was working.
Yep.
You know, he didn't have a drink in his hand.
By the way, this is the first year all the games are on TNT for the Cup Final.
What an exciting Stanley Cup Final.
Yep.
That just came out of nowhere. I'll say it again. I mean, enjoy the ride, people.
When I see Kachuk, I'm going to ask him if he knew about that camera placement.
You know what, I just had a feeling, and I'll tell you my gut, it's hey, listen, your gut is your gut, all right? Mm-hmm. Your feeling is your feeling. I just had this wild feeling, and I got goosebumps again. Jack Eichel, somebody is telling me something about Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights. And that means I think Jack is going to have a monster series. And this now, for me, undecided.
Yeah, your friend who's not a friend.
I have no idea who's going to win this series.
Wow. Really hard lining this one again. I'm sticking Vegas wins this
I'm going to press Sean a little bit later. This is kind of the big issue around the Stanley Cup right now, the drama. What do you guys notice about that jersey right
okay,
there?
Okay, so they're selling advertisement on the other side.
Correct.
And we haven't seen what ad they're selling?
So I believe
Wait, I'm confused. What are you talking about?
So you see the Stanley Cup patch on the right breast there? Usually it's on both sides. So you got your captain logo and then the Stanley Cup patch, as you can see with McKinnon there.
Yeah.
This year, because of the ads, it's on both sides.
Oh, they put it on the shoulder here for the Rangers.
Rangers did that, yep, back in, what was it, 2013?
So why didn't they do that again and then offset it? This is a terrible placement.
Looks a little cluttered to me.
Very cluttered.
Yeah.
So the All-Star game, because the numbers are on the, Florida puts their numbers on the shoulder.
I guess they have.
I've never even noticed that before.
Pretty covered shoulders for the Panthers.
Ew.
Have you ever seen that where a team puts the numbers on the shoulder?
Icky.
Auto Nation?
I mean, why don't they put it on the helmet or something?
Do they get to decide? Or does the league just dish those out?
The players should have a choice. Like, listen, I'm not going to wear a Pfizer patch.
I want TikTok or I want 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you want TikTok?
Who do we have left? So we have Auto Nation.
Auto Nation. I don't even know who Vegas is.
Best Buy. Let's throw Best Buy in there.
Some kind of bank.
hey, Kev. Yes. Where did TikTok originate from?
China.
It did.
It actually does come from China.
Did anybody see President Biden fall?
Yeah, you came in and that was the first thing you said to me. So I watched it and it's playing behind us right now. Brutal fall at the Air Force by Biden.
Oh,
I mean, talk about embarrassing.
Oh, tough one. This one's tough to cover up. I mean, he's had some monsters. This is a 4 to 6 week
ligament
tear.
you think he's down like that?
Pelvic crack?
I think he's on the IR.
I mean, does he get a turtle shot?
Yes, he does.
He's kind of a tall drink of water, no? He's tall.
Yeah, I mean, JFK was getting a lot.
Of Toradol.
Methamphetamines.
He had a lot of health issues.
He had a bad back.
Yep.
Right? But he was also 45?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, circling back to hockey, obviously, I know you wanted the Biden clip in there.
Yeah.
I just threw up the flight prices for Monday to Vegas. I heard rumblings of maybe a private jet. Oh. But Southwest is offering.
Where'd you hear those rumblings?
Or American Airlines. I believe both of you said, you could maybe make a call.
I said I could make a call about maybe getting us some tickets, but I didn't say anything about
185 round trip?
Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah.
To Vegas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're giving them away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, come on, guys.
Well, you know what? After this podcast today, I'm going to say to Jack, I'm going to send Jack a message.
Uh-huh.
Give me a call. I'm gonna regroup with him quickly.
Are we sure Eichel is the best move for tickets? You guys don't know someone down at the casino who maybe could...
Hold on a second. What I was gonna say is, Jack, make a call to your host. Send a plane to LA today. Jack, you play enough. Send a plane.
Just not living in reality, right? He's not sending you a plane, bro.
You don't think Jack's got plane credits?
I don't think for you.
From the casino. I'm saying from the casino. No, he plays enough.
You think so?
Yes, I'm sure he does. Right. Anyways, listen, why are you killing the vibe? I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah,
this is real.
I'm just trying to fire.
What we need to do, let's be realistic. If we find somebody, then, hey, we go and we sit in like somebody's box. That's what we need to find. Somebody that's
I'm
got
not
a box.
Sitting in a box, Kev.
Oh, you want to be out in the sea of peoples.
Yes. I don't want to sit at a Stanley Cup final in a box. And some people had comments about this.
Yeah, they did.
How dare you say this?
They did.
They were mad.
They said it's a raucous crowd and that we would be buffoons to sit in a box.
Exactly. It's the Stanley Cup finals.
Exactly, but
if you could have gone
vibe, like there's an elitist vibe to that.
Well, no. let me ask you, if you could have watched one of the Islander Cups, the last time they won a cup, would you have watched it in with your people or up in a box, Kev?
I would have watched it with the people, but that's different because I get really good seats.
It is different.
Well, trust me, our seats are going to be good.
Just segueing
not as good as my Islander seats.
To the casinos and to the gambling. The top line there is game one. +110 for the Panthers, -130 for the Knights. So all the money's on the Knights game one. And then the series price, Florida +105, Knights -125. Essentially a pick 'em on
Nobody
the series.
Nobody can call it. Nobody can call
Nobody
it.
Can call
yeah.
it.
Nobody can call
so
it.
So I'm basically in line with Vegas.
Yeah. But I do want to pin.
You are in line with Vegas.
I do want to pin both of you guys down on your Stanley Cup pick and in how many games. The fans want to know. So, Sean, we're going to start with you, and you got to give me one.
Well, the series is going 7, and I don't know who's going to win.
Just say a team. Say it.
Vegas in seven.
Thank you. Kev?
I would have to agree with that. We're both going Vegas in seven.
I'm going to go Panthers in six. Panthers in six. I'm shocked that the line is like this.
And by the way, I'm cheering for Florida.
Okay.
So
except Eichel.
That's my team. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Aiden Hill is my guy, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When did he become your guy?
Yeah, well, just by association. I mean, how many guys are your guys also, because they're my guy? I'm not.
Right. Like he automatically becomes your guy because he's our guy.
I think he won you over with the popcorn line. Just everything was hitting me tonight.
Well, it really snowballed. And I was like, wow, this guy's a star. And just again, to touch on, Vegas Stanley Cup parties will be legendary because I saw some of the viewing parties at pools.
Yeah.
And people and the big screen, it's the size of the fucking hotel.
Yeah, it's a new sports book outside. I forget what hotel.
Get out of here. That's a sports book?
It's a sports book.
Wow.
There's a couple decent long shots on that board, too.
Yeah, for Conn Smythe. Aiden Hill is plus 1,000. He's not bad.
Is this true?
Yeah, so I saw this the other day. I didn't know if you
Is this because of me?
It could be.
When did this start?
It could be. I think they've been doing it for a while.
This is incredible. Oh, man, do I love this team. They hand out a dog bone, like the New York Rangers. They give you some stupid hat.
A Broadway hat. Yeah, here it is right here.
Look at these guys handing each other dog bones.
Dude, and they fucking chew on that savage bone.
Look at that goddamn Viking, Mark Stahl.
Yep.
Lomberg.
Yep.
You know what? I changed my tune.
Is it the same bone?
Yeah.
Every game?
I better look at this fucking Eric Stahl. Yeah. You know what? I changed like my bone. Tune.
Oh, wow.
Florida Panthers in seven.
Flip-flop.
So if you... They give out the bone to the biggest dog?
Yeah, who's got
the
dog?
And it's the same bone?
It's like getting the game puck.
Yeah.
I wonder if they wash it off between games. They must.
I doubt it. I doubt not. A dog doesn't
Do
wash his
Marcus
bone.
Do Marcus Aurelius had time to wash? No, Kev.
No.
Are you not entertained?
By the way, I'd be fired up. I'd be so fired up if I got that.
You want the bone.
I would just take the bone. I wouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I wouldn't be worried.
And then I just tossed in an Eichel highlight package because Sean's close friends with Eichel.
Best friends.
Eichel's had a crazy storyline here. I mean, he was down and out in Buffalo, and then he gets traded to Vegas after the injury, and he turns it on, and now here he is in the cup final.
But
people forget how brutal Buffalo was with Eichel.
Well,
to Eichel.
They were terrible. He lost a lot. And I always knew that it was going to take him a year to get back into playing shape.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So last season, it was essentially kind of a year and a half.
Yeah.
He was going to need 50 to 80 games to get firing on all cylinders. And now he's a legitimate
Conn Smythe contender.
Conn Smythe contender, based on if he puts up big numbers this series, he's right in the conversation.
The table is set.
Yeah. Yes. You made a comment like, I don't know, 10 episodes about Eichel and his skating, and he's almost similar to McDavid on his separation speed.
Uh-huh.
And he is, man. He's got long, lanky strides. It's not as like dynamic and sharp as McDavid, but that guy motors.
Like blue line to blue line, this guy can take three strides and be going as fast as Connor.
Yeah.
And you know, like, holy shit, the upside on this kid, okay? Because he's in the Stanley Cup final right now, and I'll tell you, where is Connor?
Yeah.
Again, you want to be awesome during the regular season. It's awesome. I love awesome regular season players. Mitch, you're awesome during the regular season.
Mitch.
Yeah, Mitchy Bitchy.
By the way, what do you think Connor does? What's the guy like Connor do in the offseason and, like, the off-season, right? Right now, he's probably not trying to watch too much hockey.
Oh, I disagree. I think he's watching every game.
I think he's probably watching too much. I hope he's in Italy.
All right? Well, that's what I'm saying. He should be
or in
Ibiza. He should be in the south of France. Right
south of France, fine.
By the way, he can fire up the jet.
I mean,
you like Ibiza?
I did not like it. No, that was a little too fast for me. Serious.
What do you mean too fast?
It's just fucked up, bro.
Why? Because it goes like all night.
It goes all night.
Doesn't stop, yeah?
And it's like the Walking Dead. It's like a zombie zone all day till 5 o'clock at night. It's like nobody.
Trying to get rides afterwards.
Right, yeah.
Well, you guys always had a car, but it's barren land.
It's a lot.
What about the water? Is it warm?
I don't even know. I went in the water. I know the clubs stayed open really late.
Dude, you really were a club warrior back in the day.
I was.
You were.
He's an original member.
Yeah, I was traumatized from my trip to Ibiza. Traumatized.
How many puddle jumpers?
Not even crazy thing, not even that long, but like 3 or 4 days where I was like basically begging.
Just let's
people.
Go. Let's get the hell out of here.
I was walking up to total strangers like, I heard you have a plane. I'm really small. I'll ball myself up and, you know, whatever.
Oh, so Jesus. Sean's number 39, we pivot over to the Dominator.
This is how awesome Dominic Hasek is. He didn't even send one of his Gregettes.
No, he didn't.
Okay?
What do you mean? Said, what's happening here?
The Czech Hockey Hall of Fame closing its doors in Prague, and they told the players to come collect their artifacts.
Come get it, or we're putting it in the dumpster.
All right, so Dom, he doesn't send one of his Gregs. Okay.
What's a Greg?
A Gregette.
He's not a
succession guy. Yeah. Come on. All right. He goes down there on his own. Probably one of the greatest goalies of all time.
Yeah.
And look at him picking it up.
Into a shopping cart.
Do you think he probably just said, somebody, one of my Gregs will fuck this up. I'll just go and get it. Sometimes
How
it's just better
fuck
to do it
this
yourself.
Up?
Sometimes it's just better to do it yourself, bro.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And then Ovi, he's patenting Russian machine never breaks.
Well, he better go after Bert Kreischer or what's the guy's name?
Yeah, the machine. Bert Kreischer. Yeah. By the way, he might be in here.
They might be in a copyright battle.
Yeah,
right?
Could
I'd
be.
Say Ovi is gonna fucking shit kick Bert. Yeah.
I don't think so because Bert's movie's already out.
Yeah.
So
the machine.
He's actively trying to get a patent.
Where did the machine come from? The origination.
A story that Bert Kreischer, when he went to Russia,
Russians
were calling
Bert's
him the machine.
Story?
It looks like he's kind of ripping off Bert Kreischer a little bit. Yeah.
Well, he felt like he was entitled to that.
Ovi?
Well, yeah.
Well, he does have Russian DNA.
He's Russian.
Yeah. and he is a machine.
He is a machine.
He does go to the spring, the pools, or what are they called?
Yeah, the hot steam room, the hot baths, and uptown. Yeah, the plaza. He gets a plaza. Right.
Yeah, I thought weird move by Ovechkin, but...
Who even knows if it's true?
Yeah, who knows?
I can't wait to bring you to New York City and so you can have your first plaza.
I love spa treatments.
You
too
in the Russian bath.
We'll go on Sunday. It's all day. It's the all guy day.
I mean, it's just another Avery promise. Let's get to Vegas first. All right, so it's a much quicker
flight.
Like a
young Wayne.
Can you imagine you guys going like, Scott and I are going to head over to the saunas for a quick steam.
I went every single day for 10, 12 years.
This is the final clip in the package as two thespians.
You know, by the way, I would go on the all male day. Okay. And it was fine. I had no problem with it.
But why? But, why did you choose the all male day?
Well, it was just Sunday, so it was like in the morning hours is all guys.
As opposed to what?
Well, I would have to wait till 1, and then
but
it would be co-ed.
But normally they have chicks in
there? Yeah, it's co-ed. Really? Yeah, of course. But anyway,
is everybody naked in there?
Well, on Sunday mornings they are
because it's all dudes.
It's one sex,
right?
Which is fine. You want to be naked in the sauna? I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
But when you start giving your boyfriend a deep elbow massage on his back and you're both naked, I would say you have to leave now. And they would go upstairs and they would get the owner, Dimitri, and he would come down and go, yeah, I mean, it's kind of Sean's rule. House rules. All right. So we'll go on a Sunday.
Look, man, I grew up in locker room situations. Being dick out with you would be a little weird.
Jesus.
They would.
But
I mean, you're saying you're going to all nude male sauna.
I didn't say I was nude.
Don't count Scotty.
Everyone else is nude.
Oh, okay.
It's all the guys.
All right,
they
well,
go there to be nude.
Okay, then we're on the same page.
By the way, I caught a guy at Crunch many years ago. I walked into the steam room and he was... I reported him.
Yes.
I reported him.
The polishers.
As you should.
I went right to the front desk.
Too much. He crossed
right
the line.
I said to him, I said, wow, bro, you have no fucking class. And then I went downstairs and I reported him.
Yeah, well, Crunch is a...
And here's the other thing, too, bro.
Jesus. Well, Crunch, you know, early days of Crunch was like, it was cool.
Let me tell you something.
Got a free membership.
There is no mistaking what I saw.
Okay.
There's not two sides to that story. This guy was beating his meat in the scene.
All right, let's move to Wayne.
Yeah,
Wayne.
That was great. Wayne,
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah. Two thespians. I was just looking up old clips of Wayne.
Is this Days of Our Lives?
I believe this is, what's the other one?
Young and the Restless?
The Young and the Restless. Let's grade Wayne's performance here.
Wayne, out of our Edmonton operation. Sure could use some of your class around home, Nikki.
Thank you. Are you just visiting, Mr.?
Call me Wayne. Everybody does.
Wayne. Well, I'm glad you could join us.
Just wish I could go along on your honeymoon, too. Oh, come on. With all the girls you got, don't make me laugh.
Trade all of mine for yours.
So, it's a tough one for me.
It's bad.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want him looking at my hockey game either, you know?
I hope I do my job as well as you do yours.
Touché.
Wait. Help yourself to some champagne, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
I mean, Terminator. Who booked that for
Wayne
Gretzky?
Why do you do that?
Why the Young and the Restless?
The Terminator. I'll be back.
Why would you do that?
I mean, wow.
Anyway, they pay very little money.
Yeah.
Not that he needed money.
No.
But even if he did need money, they're not paying that.
By the way, that looks like Wayne in his playing days.
And you know what? Well, it certainly was. And congrats.
That's Wayne, like, probably right in the middle of the run. Yeah.
And I'd like to see a few more modern-day NHLers step outside their comfort box. That's not easy to do.
No, it's right.
I originally looked up Wayne Gretzky opening monologue at SNL, and I fell into that. I couldn't find the opening monologue. That's what I've seen it. It's not great, right?
It's not great, but this was great, actually. Well, this was great.
And
It's
what we talked about. Maybe there was pressure on Wayne to help and like helping grow the game.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff that you're seeing with Connor. Like, come on, hey, listen, you're one of the faces of the league. Get out there, you know.
Or maybe he just wanted to
I can't imagine Wayne said, I really just want to give this acting thing a go. There had to be a connection there.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask the
question. Let's get the backstory.
Grow the game. What modern day NHLer would you like to see host SNL? Who do you think would be good?
Well, listen, there's just...
I know. It would be all.
Who?
Ronko Gudas.
Radko. Okay.
Okay. And I want all Viking themes.
Right, okay.
I want fucking Viking themed skits, and I want him to do his monologue deadpan.
Okay.
And I want those crystal fucking beautiful eyes. He's going to have a hell of a series. I'll tell you that
It would have to be somebody. It would have to be somebody that you feel could have the chops.
Have the chops, right.
Right? So it wouldn't be, obviously, it wouldn't be the Connor McDavid vibe. It would be, I don't know, I'm thinking more like, in that world, you know, more of a Phil Kessel.
Ooh.
Or like it's got to be one, Pat Maroon.
Pat Maroon wouldn't be bad.
Scotty, is that our delivery?
It is. I would say Brad Marchand, Cole Caulfield. We got to end the episode early because I have to go get Sean his vape pens. Yeah.
Let's walk it off.
Episode 39. Quick shit.